continuing in thanksgiving continually puts us in the right heart and in the right place with God and with others. I've had some people, you know, I've had some things, some seasons that have happened where people have challenged me, you know, but I can't just run from that person. Like, I have to be around that person. I'm not talking about my wife. Don't worry. Okay. I still like being around her. But when I take the time, when God challenges me and the Holy Spirit nudges me and says, hey, why don't you think about the things good that they have done for you or said to you? Ways that they've helped you, ways that they've been there for you. Whenever I do that, it can totally change how I'm feeling in that moment. It can change my perspective. It puts me back in the right heart. Okay, because God doesn't sit there and look at all the things we've done wrong. If he did that, it would be a bad deal for us. Under the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, he looks at us, you know, as his righteous children. Thankfully, he does that. Okay? Now, so our challenge is to look at others how God sees them. Well, we're like, yeah, right, God don't see them like that. Come on. I mean, but in all seriousness, you know, giving thanks to God, it clears up and takes and burns out any of those things that aren't of him. And doing that, for the people that we're around, maybe somebody that's challenging us, it helps us in that area too. I don't have any idea why I'm getting on that, but maybe somebody needs to hear that. Maybe somebody in here has been challenged by a relationship, and they're letting things that shouldn't divide them, separate them, keep them apart. And especially as Christians, that's not what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be in unity. We're supposed to walk in love. We're supposed to forgive as we have been forgiven, and all the ways God has forgiven us, who are we to not willingly offer up forgiveness to others around us? Because the Lord knows God could lay it out there. You know, so I would challenge each one of us, and I would encourage each one of us, obviously, to be in a continual season of thanksgiving. But if you have